Anna Brown, Citizens Count, citizenscount.org, joins us. Was kind of trying to put some clarity or clairvoyance or understanding of what happened during the midterms nationally, but more importantly, locally. And what does it mean going forward? And Anna, you were on the show on a regular basis right up until maybe a week or so before, and you were saying you were contradicting a lot of the polls that were pointing to independents breaking into Republican candidates and discounting issues like abortion and other issues, despite inflation, despite the lack of popularity of Joe Biden, despite energy and grocery prices, and you were more right than wrong. And New Hampshire now seems to have a split voting personality when it comes to federal races and local. Good morning, Anna. Hope you had a good break.
Good morning. Oh, my holiday was great. Thank you. And I think that it's really important to think about the fact that elections are local. It's really easy to get caught up in national trends and national polls and Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But I think New Hampshire voters in particular are very used to getting to know their candidates as people who live in their hometown, who they might see in an old home day parade or meet at a town hall. So I think a lot of those decisions at the state level in New Hampshire were very much based on the people, not just the larger trends that we were seeing in polls. And so I actually did notice it was on local in particular that independents, it wasn't that clear trend to the right. And we did also see that in the state house, where it's almost exactly perfectly evenly split. And frankly, Organization Day, December 7th, when they elect the Speaker of the House, is going to be really interesting because, my goodness, if just two people get a flat tire or the flu, gosh only knows what's going to happen with the majority.
Right.
But that being said, I think it's also important to remember Governor Sununu himself is an incredibly popular governor. It sort of seems to transcend party. So that's another factor in New Hampshire as well. When you're looking at how strong the vote went for a Republican governor, I think that's because it was Sununu. I'm not sure another candidate right. from either party could have gotten such a strong showing.
I want to come back and talk about some of the national implications with the primary here and Governor Sununu and the Democrats in a moment. But when you were talking, Anna Brown, citizenscount.org, by the way, check it out, citizenscount.org. It's an incredible resource, really, bipartisan, all the information there. Anna, you're talking about candidates like to get to know, you said voters like to get to know the candidates personally, right? And you said you saw that at the local level. But let me come back to one thing. I was seeing something that I hadn't seen since that 2016 presidential primary where Bernie Sanders was resignating and filling incredible crowds wherever he went in New Hampshire, as was a guy named Trump on the Republican side. And going into this last midterm, I was hearing anecdotally from people in the field who were there that Caroline Leavitt, for example, in the first district, Don Bolduc in the U.S. Senate, they were having these events and hundreds of people were showing up. And the Democrat federal candidates weren't really having as many big open public events. You know, they weren't really doing as much. They didn't debate as much on radio as much. They kind of stayed low key. So it seemed like a lot of voters were getting to know these Republican candidates. But then you look at the polls and they were predicting, for example, Leavitt edging Chris Pappas in the first district. These polls were wrong by 9 or 10 or 11 points. I mean, it wasn't like they were pointed too off. They were off by double digits. Where was the miss in the polling?
Well, this is going to be a little bit of speculation here because we still need to see the, you know, long-term interviews and responses from voters on why they voted and who voted. But I will say that just because you're meeting voters doesn't necessarily mean they're going to like you.
Yeah.
That's perhaps a harsh thing to say, but we do know that there were some pretty polarizing moments when you look at Don Bolduc and Caroline Leavitt. So, for example, Don Bolduc in the last weeks of the campaign was really doubling down on the idea that there were litter boxes in Pinkerton Academy, which is a high school in Derry, New Hampshire, and no proof of that. And he was challenged a few times. He also said, voters have told me that people are getting bussed up from Massachusetts, so I'm going to believe it. So that those moments in public, just because voters are going to use those moments to get to know you. Caroline Leavitt also, I think, was an incredibly, incredibly dynamic personality, but she also chose some very polarizing issues to talk about. So, for example, she focused on a lawsuit coming around the Manchester School District related to how they were handling whether or not they're telling parents about certain things that are happening with students and their pronouns and their gender identity. And she really seized on that. She did some press conferences. She talked about that. She went and testified in public hearings and really made that an issue. Once again, very polarizing issues. Social issues, I don't think, play very well with New Hampshire voters. I think they very much kind of have this feeling like they want to stay the government out of it altogether. So once again, like I said, were they getting tons of people? Was there a lot of interaction? Yes. But,
interesting.
You know, maybe Maggie Hassan and Chris Pappas, by limiting events, were right, because then also voters didn't get a chance to dislike them. I don't know.
Interesting. Now, real quick, you mentioned real quickly, Governor Sununu and how well he did across the board, fourth term. I mean, you know, that's you've been around for a while. Even in sports, after a while, people like a new champion. So he gets reelected. Now you have the 2024 starting early. Republicans have already had some early cattle calls, if you will. Governor Sununu right away doing national interviews. I'm not saying he has a name recognition of Ron DeSantis or Trump or anyone else. My point is, do you think he actually runs for president now? It's a legitimate question, because he said on this show he hasn't ruled it out. And then on the Democrat side, the Democrats nationally are going to meet starting Thursday about their primary schedule. Well, New Hampshire, we pride ourselves, both sides of the aisle, on the first in the nation presidential primary status. Are national Democrats going to respect New Hampshire or kind of sort of mess us over? And so both questions. What happens to our primary for Democrats? Republicans, it's preserved. We have Mike Pence on the show tomorrow, for example. He's already looking here. But does Governor Sununu jump in and run for president? So two questions for you to end on.
So I think my first answer will be about the Democratic presidential primary. If I had to read some tea leaves, my prediction is going to be that they're going to bump Iowa but keep New Hampshire. So that way they're sort of mixing it up. They're adding a more diverse state by replacing Iowa, but they're keeping with tradition by keeping that small state, the New Hampshire, first in the nation. Because Iowa really bungled it in 2020. They had so many problems with the vote, so there's that clear reason to bounce them. That would be my tea leaf reading, my prediction. And then when we're looking at Governor Sununu, I think he would wait many months, probably a full year, honestly, before he would make a decision and announce, because he's always very much a late decision maker, I will say. When it came for his run for U.S. Senate, people were speculating in 2020, gosh, that decision came pretty late. And I think it surprised people within his own administration. I think Frank Edelblue, for example, was gearing up to run for governor. And then it was like, oh, nope, Sununu's not running for U.S. Senate after all. So I think it's a budget year. I think Sununu likes to see how the landscape will lay out. So I would say Governor Sununu might jump in, but he'll wait at least a year to see who else is throwing their hat in the ring.
Anna Brown, sage stuff, citizenscount.org. I love it. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Anna. Make it a good Monday.
Thanks, Jack.